I'll tell you what, something that also needs plenty of money being thrown at it is the Australian film industry. Now, Australia right now has got a range of international productions, many of which have got Australian stars in them, but also foreign films that are coming to Australia taking advantage of the very low Australian dollar. And it's fascinating to see exactly how the film industry has geared itself up in this country to become a major, not only award winner around the world in many of the Academy Award and even some of the British industry awards. But on top of that also, bear in mind that there is now an Australian Film Week in Los Angeles. It'll be held later this year in October. The reason for that is because Australia is renowned not only for its post-production, which is all the graphics, the editing, all of these types of things that go into great movies, but on top of that also its actual production values, that is, shooting the films here in Australia as well. Some of the upcoming productions that we've got coming to Australia, Alien, Covenant, which is directed by Ridley Scott, Thor has already started here, this is Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo and Tom Hiddleston, who's come here, as people might be aware, with Taylor Swift. And then in the past, not too long ago, Johnny Depp was here filming Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean. Let's go to the chief executive of Ausfilm, which helps develop relationships with international productions to either try and get them shot here in Australia or to do all of this post and digital production. That is Deborah Richards, who's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Deborah.
Thanks very much, Ross.
Look, film production is a very competitive marketplace, there's no doubt. The actual spiritual home of so many big blockbusters is Hollywood. But the fact is Australia's got another rather unique attribute about it, and that is we've got very close ties with China. And because of those close ties with China, so many movies these days, their box office success is actually being influenced by the success of what's happening inside China, isn't it?
That's true, Ross. That is very true. China is a huge market, and I think everyone wants to try and get in there. And we're sort of developing relationships there, but certainly Hollywood is very keen to be a part of what's happening in China.
And it seems in many cases, because Australia has a free trade agreement with China, but also very long established links with China, that we almost have a better chance of getting some of our production and some of our movies into China than maybe even the United States does, because they do have a cap for cultural reasons on the amount of foreign films that are released in China on any given year, don't they?
They certainly do. And also what is interesting is that Australia actually has a film co-production agreement with China. So we already have that entree to partner with China. And we know companies such as Village Roadshow here in Australia, they have set up Village Roadshow Asia, and they're making films specifically for the Chinese market. And also the Chinese filmmakers love Australians. They love the expertise and the skill that Australians have to offer. And they know that we punch above our weight. So they're very interested in learning from what we do and how that can be part of their filmmaking industry as well.
But what a lot of people don't recognise, and I mean, the film industry was one of those that was subsidised by taxpayers and generous grants and all this type of thing for a very long period of time. But the truth is what it generates in terms of artistic, the creativity of the filmmaking. But on top of that, the jobs that are created, the international export dollars that also come as a result of the Australian film industry is almost a bit of a sleeping giant in this country.
Absolutely, Ross. We just see that in terms of the... When we attract an international production, for example, you talked about Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean, as you rightly said, which was filmed up in Queensland on the Gold Coast at Village Roadshow Studios there. Even though it was filmed there, it's actually, it employs people right across Australia. So for that one production, there was employment in every state, including the ACT, of direct employees, whether they were cast or crew or extras or stunties. And what it was also did was actually utilised over 6,000 Australian vendors right across the country as well. So not only where it's shot, but we utilise production services and vendors right across the country and employ people right across the country. And that's the real benefit of what international production does,
apart from
the training that happens on those films as well.
Well, that's so true. So when we see, say, for example, a movie production, an Australian movie or one that's actually been shot here, and we see at the end, we see, say, Screen Australia or Screen Victoria, New South Wales, whatever it might be, that's helped to finance those movies, what is the substance of that support?
Well, for the Ausfilm actually represents a range of industries, whether they're production services or visual effects companies or the studios themselves, and indeed the screen agencies, such as Screen Australia, as you mentioned, and Film Victoria, etc. So the direct support to Australian films coming from those agencies could be development money that goes into actually developing the project in the first place, or the administration of what's called the producer offset, and that's for strictly Australian productions. So it could be initial money and also assistance with distribution, that sort of stuff. But what also happens is that we attract major international production by the incentive that is offered by the federal government as well.
So explain to me the Australian dollar, because it seems to me as though the Australian film production industry has almost had a renaissance since the Australian dollar has come down from $1.10 to where it sits now, about 75 US cents.
That has certainly helped, Ross. But as you rightly said in the beginning, this industry, this film industry, particularly the international film industry, we work competitively right around the world. So we are competing with territories such as New Zealand, 40 out of the 50 states in the US, Malaysia, Hungary, the UK and Canada, our major competitors. They want all that international production go to them as well. For example, in the UK, they've increased their incentives and they've improved their direct foreign investment on feature film production by 400% since 2005. So it's a very competitive international marketplace, and we need to keep competitive in that environment. So, you know, everyone's after that international production, but Australia has some great attractions, not only our incentives, our locations and our fabulous crew.
Tell you what, Deborah Richards, it's a terrific story, there's no doubt, and so many great films having been made here. You think about Gatsby, the Lego movies, Happy Feet, all of the rest of them.